It is Tuesday, June 13th, 2023. This is GQDN, brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest. And by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have the new Nothing Phone, a little bit of Xbox news, and some layoffs that are coming to Embracer. But today, we start with what happened yesterday at the Capcom Showcase. And this is brought to us by IGN. In fact, that's the next three articles, the first three articles. And I'll be very quick through this because some of the stuff we already knew. Dragon Dogma 2, well, they did get a new deep dive trailer. So if you're interested, the link is in the GQDN show notes. They also showed Pragmata trailer, and within that was a note saying that the game will be infinitely delayed. However, there was still a cinematic with it. We had Apollo Justice, Ace Attorney Trilogy, coming next year, which would be 4, 5, and 6. Exo Primal got a new trailer to it, along with a roadmap and battle pass was revealed. Okay. They did announce that the Ghost Trick demo is now available, and the Ghost Trick Remaster is coming to a Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. We can see if the demo is there. We had a little bit more of a deep dive to Nijutsu Gami, Path of the Goddess, and they did get into some Mega Man X Dive offline, because that will be coming to Steam, Apple, and Android. But now we go to the next article, because they are talking about Xbox Game Pass, or basically Xbox Showcase Extended, I should say. But I'm not going to get into everything there, because that is basically everything that we already talked about. Except for one thing, and that is the Developer Accelerator Program did showcase 11 games, and that would include Drag Her, Stray Gods, the role-playing musical, Sunzai, Slime Heroes, Naiad, Spirit Swap, Lofi Beats to March 3, 2, Botany Manor, Dispullet, Islands of Winds, Psychroma, and El Paso, Elsewhere. Okay? And I will mention one other thing, and that is Microsoft's Flight Simulator did show off, in physical form, the, for lack of a better word, helicopter. It's an ornithopter that was in the Dune series. I almost said Doom, but it's Dune, D-U-N-E, at which the Dune expansion will be released on November 3rd in Microsoft Flight Simulator. That particular vehicle just looked really cool. Just saying. Last one from IGN, and that is Diablo 4 has earned $666 million in 5 days. Now, what is unclear is, were microtransactions a part of this at this point in time? That is what we don't know. But here's what Mike Ybarra did say, quote, "On behalf of Blizzard, we want to thank the millions of players around the world who are immersing themselves in Diablo 4. Diablo 4 is a result of our incredible teams working together to craft and support genre-defining games, build legendary worlds, and inspire memories that will last a lifetime. We're humbled by the response, proud of the team, and remain committed to listening to our players and ensuring Diablo continues to exceed expectations for years to come." So here's what Diablo did say on Twitter, quote, "With over 276 million hours spent in Diablo 4 already, it's been one hell of a launch. It's only the beginning." And they did provide a GIF, including how many times players encountered the Butcher. So, yeah. But now we get to a little bit of Xbox news via GamesRadar.com, and they're saying that they were looking into the future of Halo. So here is what, or here's the conversation between Lucy James and Phil Spencer, along with, well, there's one called Booty. So what Lucy James did ask was, quote, "How many years ahead are you thinking?" And Booty answered, "There's a pretty good roadmap. You start to think about the future of Halo and what does that roadmap look like." But he did not get into the roadmap. So 343, will continue to work on the Halo series, and that was said earlier this year, but we'll see about the future of Halo. Now, the future of gaming and handheld gaming is officially up in the air again, because the ROG Ally is now officially on sale, and it's basically pretty much around the world. In the UK, it's Asus Direct and Currys. Australia, Asus Direct. Canada, Best Buy and Asus Direct. That includes the US too. Germany, Amazon, Alternate, and Asus Direct. And that'll be available July the 7th. And France will be Amazon and Asus Direct. Base price for the US is $700. So here we go. And yes, you can get that with Xbox Game Pass. But now we get to some bad news, because the Embracer Group did announce some restructuring, and that includes layoffs to studios. This comes to us from Destructoid.com, and, well, here is the statement from the CEO, Lars Wingfors. Quote, "Today we announced a comprehensive restructuring program that will enable us to realize untapped potential in the Embracer Group and better optimize the use of our resources. Across the group, we are now initiating multiple actions to strengthen our cash flow generation and leverage our portfolio of IPs to become a stronger company and setting out on a stable future to build even greater games to the benefit of gamers and fans across the globe. Embracer currently engages close to 17,000 people, and while that number will be lower by the end of the year, it's too early to give an exact forecast on this. It's painful to see talented team members leave. Our people are what make up the very fabric of Embracer. I understand and respect that many of you will be worried about your own position, and I don't have all the answers to all the questions. I want to be clear that the decision about this program were not taken lightly." So, layoffs are happening. But maybe not at Square Enix. Because, according to PC Gamer, the new CEO said that teachers would be very surprised. So, that comes from Takeshi Kiryu, and he was taking the stage at the Final Fantasy 16 pre-launch and did announce his appointment, and the crowd was very receptive to that. Well, he appeared after the last trailer of Final Fantasy 16, and he was, quote, milking, unquote, the applause. But here is what he said, quote, "Welcome to the celebration for Final Fantasy 16. We thank you for being a part of our show. But when I say our show, I mean this is your show. Our fans whose constant support over the years have driven our developers over the years to achieve miracles. As for me, I'm just a fan like you. A fan who is honored to serve as the new CEO of Square Enix. Now, I don't know how you felt when watching that trailer, but I felt like a kid again. Like a young boy in winter 1987 who loved RPGs, who loved Dragon Quest, which came out that year before and was amazing. I had to get my hands on the big new thing, so as a reward for helping my parents pick oranges, and after begging them for an early Christmas gift, my father brought me the very first Final Fantasy. Right off the bat, I was surprised. No title screen, just some story text. I started to wonder if maybe my father had brought me the wrong game, but I kept playing and kept playing, and eventually I left the castle and crossed the bridge. Then the screen changed. That music, that moment when the title appeared, that surprise, that delight, still seared into my memory. From then on, I was hooked, and I was a Final Fantasy fan for life. Whenever a new title came out, I had to make time to play. Forget homework, forget eating, forget sleeping. I sleep in class anyway. My friends got into sports and other activities, but I was focused on games. And yeah, I had more than a few teachers tell me, if you play games all the time, you're not going to succeed in life, but they would be very surprised to see me standing on this stage right now with you. I believe games offer infinite possibilities. They have the potential to alter the course of our lives. As the new CEO of Square Enix, I will continue to cherish those childhood memories that instilled me a gamer spirit and strive to deliver to all of you, all the fans across the world, that entertainment that promises new and unforgettable experiences. Speaking of games, according to The Verge, Nothing's Phone 2 now has a launch date. And that launch date will be July 11th. And if you want to watch along there at home, you can tune in at 11 a.m. Eastern Time at nothing.tech, if you're curious. One last thing from PC Games N, Perfect Dark Reboot is not dead. And that's according to Crystal Dynamics. Well, because of the layoffs, which I did previously mentioned, Crystal Dynamics did say, quote, "We want to reassure fans that there will be no impact on our continuing efforts to partner with the initiative on Perfect Dark or a Tomb Raider title being developed in a collaboration with Amazon Games." So everything is still going on with Crystal Dynamics, and that is indeed good news. And we do like good news, especially here at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Tomorrow's hump day, and you know that there's news then. So until then, go play some games, people.